The great Brooklyn judge, Gus Reichbach, was always looking for a way to make a difference. 3 months into his term as judge in 1990, after nightly arraignments of a parade of prostitutes who were immediately released, he found a way to make a difference, says his widow, Ellen Myers.
He became a tabloid sensation. He was nicknamed the Condom Judge, a moniker he wore proudly for having treated sex workers as human beings in the courtroom. He was the first judge to do that. It was a male bastion of fun and games when they would bring in the women. And he was concerned about their health. He had a van parked outside the courtroom so they could be voluntarily tested for AIDS. And he had condoms available right in the courtroom for distribution.
What do we want?
Justice!
Where do we want it?
Now!
Decades later, a new bill, the No Condoms as Evidence Bill, drew a large gathering at City Hall. It would stop the use of condoms as evidence in cases of sex trafficking and prostitution in both civil and criminal courts in New York State. The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene says using condoms as evidence undermines New York's important efforts to fight HIV and AIDS. The Urban Justice Center says youth are afraid to be caught with condoms. Chris Ballo is with Streetwise and Safe, which distributes condoms.
There have been many cases where people, particularly LGBT young people of color, are refusing to accept those condoms because they know that they'll be used against them in a court of law, and I just think that's a very shameful practice for New York City, that young people in the epicenter of the HIV and AIDS epidemic in America are afraid to carry condoms. So they're putting their lives at risk. The NYPD is putting their lives at risk.
Ballo says it's time to stand up for condoms because they are not contraband. Emma Catterin is with Red Umbrella Project, which works to amplify the voices of those in the sex trade. Her group conducted a survey of sex workers to see the effect of condoms collected as evidence by the NYPD. She talks about two sex workers who responded to the survey.
They are a 22-year-old black Puerto Rican who identifies as genderqueer. That means that they do not identify within the gender binary of male or female. They were stopped and frisked for condoms while they were walking through Prospect Park. Luckily, they had hidden a condom within an Altoids tin that they had on their person. Otherwise, later on, when they had to do the sex work that they need in order to make money to survive, they would have had to have raw sex, if not for their ability to hide their condoms, which in the report is something that we saw many sex workers did. They would hide them under their wigs, in secret pockets of their purses, and these are the measures necessary in order to protect themselves and others.
Lynn Edges is an attorney with the Sex Workers Project of the Urban Justice Center.
My client Allison was trafficked into the United States by a very large trafficking ring. She was humiliated, beaten, and raped on a daily basis by her traffickers. She was also only given 5 condoms a day and forced to see up to 25 people a day. She eventually escaped, but one of her biggest fears while she was being trafficked was that she would contract an STI or an STD because she didn't have access to condoms. She believes other people are being denied access to condoms. She believes that the other people she was trafficked with aren't having access to condoms right now either.
Edges says her client is now doing well. Her case is under investigation. In Queens, Councilman Daniel Drum says people come up to him all the time and say they were charged with prostitution for having condoms on them.
Whether they are or they're not prostituting, really what we should be more concerned about is that they're using safe sex methods. Now, in Jackson Heights, for example, we have been identified as one of the epicenters of new infections in the city. This has been by the New York City Department of Health. And what we should be doing is promoting the use of condoms rather than trying to prosecute people for carrying those condoms.
Michael Pollenberg with Safe Horizon says they see a lot of fear of carrying condoms in their program, which works with homeless youth.
We have young people who ask us every day, is it okay to carry 2 condoms? Will that not get me in trouble? Is it 3 condoms? What's the number of condoms I can carry that will safely ensure that, frankly, that they'll live another day, but also won't arouse suspicion or somehow implicate them as being a criminal? We want those who prey on young people to be held accountable for their actions. We believe that law enforcement have enough tools at their disposal to do this without using condoms as part of the equation.
And that is what Nassau District Attorney Kathleen Rice believes as well. She recently instructed her assistant district attorneys to stop using condoms as evidence. In a speech at City Hall, she said public policy can be ineffective if it goes too far. It can be ineffective if it doesn't go far enough.
Public policy can also be ineffective if it contradicts itself, as we've seen in this case. You have, on the one hand, government wisely providing easy public access to condoms that will prevent disease and promote the public's health. But then, with the other hand, you have government reaching back into the pockets of these incredibly vulnerable people to seize the condoms and use them against these often exploited and victimized sex workers in court. A government has a responsibility to speak with one voice on this public health and public safety issue, and that is quite simply what we are fighting for.
And other prosecutors are starting to agree. In Brooklyn, District Attorney Charles Hines said he will stop using condoms as evidence and ordered the NYPD to stop collecting them in Brooklyn prostitution cases. This is good news, says Sienna Baskin with the Sex Workers Project of the Urban Justice Center, but a system-wide policy is needed. That's why they're backing the No Condoms as Evidence bill.
And we have high hopes that it will at least pass the Assembly this session. We've been advocating very strongly for it to get out of committee and on the floor, and we think we have enough votes on the floor.
The hope is that through passage of the bill, youth and those in the sex industry will know they can legally carry condoms. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.